96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
How we can pay for Mama's bills is by selling the big house.
What? We are not selling the house.
Mama and Daddy saved their whole life for that house, Terry.
We can't even agree on anything as small as Sunday dinners. Nobody's paying for the taxes or the utilities except me. And now we can finally put Uncle Pete in a home like we've been talking about for years.
We are not putting Uncle Pete in a home. Mama would kill us.
You are tripping.
I'm selling the house.
You're not selling the house.
I am the guardian of her estate. That means I make the decisions.
Come on now, Terry. Listen to what they're saying, all right? Your mama worked hard to keep that house in the family, for everyone, for you and your family.
Oh, the family.
Yep, there it is. There's a scene from the movie Soul Food. Dramatic, yes, indeed, but you could argue that the scene has been played out at real holiday dinner tables over and over again, and here we are. Holidays are upon us. How do you deal with difficult relatives during the holidays? How do you avoid emotional meltdowns during this season of good cheer? Well, we have a little therapy for you and some help if you're going through it or anticipate that you will go through it. My guests are Dr. Deanna Brand, clinical psychotherapist and author of Reluctantly Related Revisited, Breaking Free of the Mother-in-Law, Daughter-in-Law Conflicts, and relationship therapist Dr. Akmalti Muakil. Lines are open if you're having a family affair that's not going well or anticipate that you will this holiday season. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Brand and Dr. Muakil, thank you both for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with ladies first. Dr. Brand, the holidays are supposed to be a cheerful time, a time of sharing, a time of bonding. But some families just can't do it. Can you briefly paint a picture of what some families will see at their Thanksgiving or Christmas tables this season?
Well, a lot of times, oftentimes it's because the expectations are pretty high, and the relationships have been going on throughout the whole year, and then people come together. So you find a lot of, you know, focusing on the negative things of what somebody does. It's taking things personally that someone else will say, then reacting to that, holding a grudge. Those are the kinds of things that you see with families all the time.
And Dr. Muakil, same question. How can families even begin to look forward to the holidays when they know that, you know, that Uncle Charlie who always gets drunk or that sister that you only see during the holidays who's on the other side of the country is always going to have an attitude. How do you approach those kinds of situations? I can't imagine the stress that would bring.
Well, you know, the first thing you have to look at is, as the doctor said, that, you know, the stress is created before the entire situation because of the relationship that has been built in the way that it has been built. And so, you know, you now have anxiety. And the thing happens is when the doorbell rings, you get more anxious because of the fact that you know that Uncle Charlie's coming. And as soon as Uncle Charlie get two drinks, he's somebody else.
He's somebody else,
right.
Exactly.
I mean, so we understand that we understand that that's, you know, the momentum that is built, and it's built on that relationship. The thing that people have to take a look at or want to think about is the fact that you know that behavior is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think about not reacting to that behavior when that behavior comes, or how does that behavior make you feel so that you can begin to work in a different kind of light with Uncle Charlie, because you know he's going to get drunk.
Well, let me go back to Dr. Brand for a moment, too. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about difficult relatives during this holiday season. Dr. Brand, you specifically write about mother-in-law, daughter-in-law conflicts. And I think that when you're talking about daughter-in-laws, whether it's a kitchen or the entire house, this is the house that the daughter-in-law and the son have put together. And when the mother-in-law comes, she wants to play mother because that's been her lifelong role with her son. But then there is the conflict between the son's wife and the son's mother. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You really nailed that, because that's exactly what it's like. What happens is that this conflict that they are experiencing, and they don't even realize what it's about. And what it is really about is that they are competing with each other for the influence that they have over this man, and whether it's on a holiday or whether it's, you know, the rest of the year, that conflict that they have about this influence that they want to have over him comes out in little ways. And it'll come out, for example, during the holiday, it'll come out where mom will want to take over and do everything. Or the daughter-in-law will feel like the mother-in-law is being too intrusive and she's trying to control everything. And so then they start reacting to each other based on that. And they don't even realize that it's about the fact that they're competing for someone. You know, even though that happens all year round, it happens mostly when they get together. Then you have the stress of the holiday in and of itself that adds to that.
Is that really about that mother-in-law thinking in the back of her mind, or even coming out of the front of her face, that no woman is good enough for her son?
I think there's part of that. I think what it's more about, I mean, some mother-in-law will actually say that, but I think what it's more about is that they are so afraid of losing their importance in their son's life. Because they've been the most important woman in his life since he was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden this other woman seems to be more important, which she should be, you know, at that point. But the mother-in-law really doesn't know how to deal with the fact that she's not as important anymore, and that's hard for her, and she reacts to that. She's not really aware of it, but that's what she's reacting to.
Dr. Muakil, how can the mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws respect each other? Because from the son's perspective, if he loves his wife, he respects his wife, and of course, if he loves his mother, he respects his mother, and so he's kind of torn.
Well, he is. He's in the middle of the game. And the thing is that, And Doctor, you were right about the mother, excuse me, about the mother, because of the fact that that's mommy's babies.
Mm-hmm.
That's her baby boy. So can't nobody, no other woman come in and take her place. And he's in the middle because of the fact that, you're right, how he loves his mother and he loves his wife, and so he's trying to figure out which one to do what for. Well, what basically happens is that he winds up becoming very, I don't want to say hostile, and he doesn't realize it, but he becomes hostile to both of them in such a way where they both now become antagonistic to each other, where he's actually trying to make it so that both of them are happy in the same house.
But whose responsibility is it to make sure that peace is kept? Is it the daughter-in-law, or is it the wizened mother? You know, that, I mean, that's, you know, that's the question. Who, you know, you're supposed, we're all adults here.
Right.
And, you know, so who do you think should step forward or step back?
Well, I would say that when you look at that situation, that scenario, you know, you have three people in this chess game. And I would say, you know, and I've talked to people in relation to that, that there needs to be a sit down where the three of the people sit together and talk about what's going on before they get engaged in the events of the day.
Oh, boy, I bet you that's going to be interesting to be a fly on the wall for that one. I want to ask Dr. Brand about that. But first, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to hear about your situations. Do you have some conflicts that only pop up during the course of the holiday season with a sister, a brother, an in-law? Perhaps with someone that you love dearly, but you love them, as they say, at a distance. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Dr. Brand, whose responsibility is it to deal with that, for example, the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law situation? Because as Dr. Moore-Keel said, okay, you can have a summit, you know, a turkey summit or cranberry summit or what have you. But I think that what happens when both have staked out their positions?
Well, actually, probably all three of them need to, at any given time, really have the power to step up and take the higher road and really look at what the bigger picture is. And the bigger picture is, do I want a relationship with these people, meaning my son, my daughter-in-law, maybe grandkids? You know, do I want a relationship with my husband's mom because that's his mom? Or do I just want to be right? You know, and so I think that's where it starts too. But I think the other thing, and I think it's really important for the husband and the wife to, in a kind, loving, compassionate way, and it can be done in a very casual way as well, start early on setting boundaries so that it's very clear that they are a unified front, that they're the couple, and really to help the mom see that she does have a place with them. It's just not where it's always been in the past.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Candace calling from Lanham. Hey, Candace, what's on your mind?
Hey. I'm just a daughter-in-law, and it's been a struggle because as what dimensions reference to her not wanting to let go, we've dealt with that for a few years now, and it has been crazy. Like, we've tried to mediate, she's tried, and I felt like my husband has really taken on the role of, you know, you leave your mom behind, not necessarily, you know, disrespecting her, but you please your wife. And he has done an awesome job of doing that, but she hasn't necessarily accepted that. And the matter of the fact is, nobody's good enough for my son, which I have a stepson, or her grandson.
Okay.
And it's been very, very rough. We've tried to sit down. I was actually attacked, or almost, and it was literally like, I'm not trying to hear that. And it's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, we united as a front, as been stated, to be a family. It's about us at the end of the day.
Gosh, that sounds like the Real Housewives of Prince George's County. if you were almost.
But we're trying. Like, you know, we just have to, you know, there's still respect. But, I mean, it's wife, son, family. We started a family. You have to accept that.
I need you to hold on, Candace, because I've got to take a break. So please don't hang up. You will hear the program because I want both of my guests to try to help you out here.
Thank you, because I need it.
Yeah, we all need peace and love during this holiday season. So, Candace, please stay with us. Denise from Silver Spring, we're going to talk to you also. So please do not hang up. The lines are open. Hey, look, free therapy tonight for family relations. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lines are open. We'll be back in just a moment. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.